And now Lakers leads by 5 points, 8-3. Sheridan at the free throw line shooting one. Foul go against Caleb Cotton. That's his first, Caro's second of the night. Anthony Sheridan, sophomore, tall glass of water. The free throw is good. 3-point play is complete. And he has 5, Lakers has 9. 9-3, 6-point lead for the green and white. Token pressure against Caro right now. Cross court to Foster at the right wing. Picks up his dribble to the left wing to Phillips. Inside the lane, and he's met with some pressure. No call. Gets his own rebound. Can't get that to fall. And it's rebounded by Sheridan. Here comes the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers for three. Carson Binder nails it. It's now 12-3. Lakers rolling. They're out by 9 already. 4:55 left in the first quarter. Foster to Caleb Cotton. Pressure coming. Looks like a trap. Trap zone for the Lakers. Over to the right wing to Graves. Graves back up to the top to Caleb Cotton. Dribbles twice, feeds it to the left corner to Foster. Skip pass to the right wing. Graves' runner on the right side. Can't get that to fall. Rebound Sheridan. And here come the Lakers. Dribbling down to the right side of the paint. Bowles kicks it back out to Siegfried. This one's short from the long two. And rebound by Phillips. And here comes Caro. 12-3, Lakers by 9 points. One field goal and one free throw is all Caro's had so far. And another steal by Sheridan. And this one's in for two in transition. He has 7. Now an 11-point lead, 14-3 for the Lakers. 4 minutes halfway through the first quarter only. Couple substitutions coming in. The next dead ball for Caro. Graves dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks over to the left block. Inside to Phillips. White jerseys all over him. Has to dribble. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside. Foster for three. No. And rebound Siegfried. Here come the Lakers. In transition, Siegfried wasting no time. Can't get it to fall. But Phillips scoops it up. And here comes Caro. But he throws it right out of bounds. And that will be the third turnover for the Caro Tigers. Substitutions for Caro, Clint Davison, and Cyrus Strachan. Replace Graves, and that would be Caleb Cotton.
Lakers wants an upbeat tempo right now, and they're getting it by virtue of their press. And every time Caro comes down, they're trying to go ahead and slow things down, set up something, but Lakers is getting that skip pass or no pass fake. I mean, they're just telegraphing it.
Feeds it down into the right block and can't go in for Sheridan. Rebound brought in by Clint Davison. Newly checked in for Caro. Fourth defensive rebound tonight for the Tigers. 14-3. Lakers on top by 11. Just 3 minutes and some change left in the first quarter. Foster to the top to, that would be Miles Campbell. Campbell into the corner to Davison. Back up to Campbell. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks into the corner to Foster for the long three. No good. Rebound Sheridan. That's his third rebound of the night. Here come the Lakers. Wasting no time, Hunter Kine can't get the layup to go from the left side. Rebound Caro, and we're headed the other way. 2:45 left in the first quarter, 14-3. Lakers still on top. Sheridan almost got himself another steal, but he caused it, and here he is in transition, and he traveled with it. He looked around before he dribbled, and one too many shuffles of the feet. We'll give the ball back to Caro. That's just the second turnover for the green and white tonight.
Actually, Sheridan traveled on in the play before when he made the interception and went for the 2 points on the layup. This time he got caught.
Feeding into Miles Campbell. To Davison, down to Phillips. Skip pass to Foster into the corner. That would be to number 21, Caleb Graves. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a white jersey. Caro ball underneath thrown hoop. He has Cyrus Strachan.
Lakers are there contesting the entry pass every time. And we're talking about the entry pass on the free throw line extended. They're also waiting for the skip pass all the way over.
Strachan to Foster, back to Campbell. Campbell feeds it inside the lane to Phillips to the opposite block and is stolen by Siegfried. In transition, Sam Gossa can't scoop it up, but it's last touched by, it looks like, Miles Campbell of Caro. It'll be out of bounds, Laker ball underneath their own hoop.
I need to see the turnover stats, Clark, for Caro.
It's not good. That'd be 5.
Because that's what's allowing Lakers to go ahead and go to the races on this.
Mason Pasek replaces Anthony Sheridan, giving the sophomore a breather. Sam Gosta passes into Siegfried for the long two. This one's no good. And rebound can't be brought in, and it's out of bounds, Caro ball. 2:08 left in the first quarter. 14-3. Lakers still out by 11 points. Clark Ramsey and John Moon with your call tonight. Our first broadcast of the season. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Greetings to all of our listeners in Florida tonight. Early snowbirds on the season. Another steal by Lakers. And Hunter Kime can't hang on to it, though, and it will be a turnover back to the hands of Carroll. Phillips to Campbell to Davison for three from the left wing. Rainmaker hits nothing but the backboard. And here comes the Lakers on offense. Rebound brought in by Siegfried. Siegfried to Sam Gosta, right wing, and he traveled with that one. A little bit happy feet all over the place tonight for both teams.
All right, Carroll needs to go ahead and settle down, run their offense, employ a few pass fakes, because that's going to stop anyone from jumping out into passing lanes right there. They could be getting some backdoor cuts and some easy layups. They have it in their hands.
Chris Walker replaces Cyrus Strachan for the Carroll Tigers. 1:37 left in the first quarter, 14-3, and Campbell's in trouble. Now gets across midcourt to Davison, to the left wing to Phillips, the big man there. Starts his dribble inside the lane, and the finger roll to the left side is way off the mark. Gets his own rebound, though, and we have a foul on, that looks like, on the floor, and this will be Carroll ball on the floor. Foul goes against number 42, Hunter Kime, the junior, son of the superintendent here of Lakers. 1:24 left in the first, his first, and Lakers' only second team foul. 14-3, and it's a inbound right to number 11. Can't get that to fall, Miles Campbell, and it's brought in by Andrew Siegfried. 1:15 left in the first quarter. Down to Hunter Kime, back to Pasek, to Hunter Kime in the low post, and it's out of bounds, and this will be a turnover. Coming in a little too hot, a little too much mustard on that pass down to the low post.
I'm going to tell you, I'm impressed on how Lakers is really pounding that ball on the inside. They don't need a three-point shot.
Six turnovers for Carroll, five for Lakers. Check that, seven turnovers for Carroll on the steal, and now we have a foul as they try to feed it into Carson Binder. This looks like it'll go against number 11, Miles Campbell. That'll be his first, Carroll's third. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. 14-3, Lakers still leading by 11 over the Carroll Tigers. Carson Binder will be inbounding right side of the lane on the far right side of your radio. Feed into Siegfried, wide open in the right corner, takes the three, this one's good. Siegfried with five, and now it's a 14-point lead, 17-3. 50 seconds remain in the first quarter. Seven turnovers for Carroll already. Campbell down to, that would be Chris Walker inside the lane. He goes up for the shot, and he is mugged. So Walker will go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go against Mason Pasek, that's his first, and Lakers third. At the free throw line, shooting two. Chris Walker, he's a senior, has not had any points tonight, nor attempted a free throw so far. Ready, takes his time at the free throw line, lets it fly, and this one's good. Very little rim hit on that one. Substitutions for both sides. Looks like number 11, Travis Fritz, replaces Mason Pasek, and Trevin Phillips will get a quick breather to end this first quarter. He is replaced by number 4, Tyler Foster. 43.8 seconds left in the first, 17-4. And the second free throw is no good, but rebound brought in by Carroll. And that Caleb Cotton gets fouled on the way up on the putback. And he will get his chance for two free throws now. Foul goes against number 11. Travis Fritz wasting no time getting in the books tonight. That is his first and Lakers' fourth team foul. 42 seconds left in this first quarter. Caleb Cotton, also a senior. First free throw, not much arc on that one, and this one bounces out, no good, wide left. Still 13-point differential, Carroll trailing. Just one field goal and two made free throws so far. Not much offense so far for the purple and yellow, purple and gold of the Tuscola County seat. Second free throw is no good, rebound brought in by Siegfried, headed the other way. At the top of the key, Meissen Dubes, point guard to Siegfried, right wing, starts his dribble. In between the high and low post, lets the floater fly, and this one's no good, but Siegfried gets his own rebound, keeps possession alive. Over to Carson Binder on the left wing. 23 seconds left in the first, and Dubes goes down the right side, and he can't hang on to it, and it goes off the knee, out of bounds, and it'll be the Lakers' sixth turnover in this first quarter. Lakers with six, Carroll with seven.
I like how low Dubes got. He got in a hurry there, but he just got a little bit too fast.
Campbell over to Clint Davison, goes behind the back, back to Campbell. 10 seconds left, into the corner. Cotton for three, yes! Caleb Cotton makes it count for 3 points, 17-7 with 2 seconds left. Binder to the left wing, and we've reached the end of the first quarter with a 10-point ball game, 17-7. Lakers on top right here on the WLW.